This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The top United Nations court has ordered Israel to halt its military operations in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel insists it has the right to defend itself from Hamas militants and is unlikely to comply with the ruling. The order by the International Court of Justice further ratchets up international pressure on an increasingly isolated Israel to rein in its war in Gaza on Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Friday's decision marked the third time this year the 15-judge panel has issued preliminary orders seeking to alleviate humanitarian suffering in Gaza. While orders are legally binding, the court has no police to enforce them. The Israeli military said on Friday it had recovered the bodies of three hostages taken into the Gaza Strip after they were killed during the October 7th attack by militants of Hamas.
Their bodies were rescued during a special operation based on precise intelligence in the area of Gaza.
Israeli Chief Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari added the overnight operation by the Army and Intelligence Services was carried out in Jabalia in northern Gaza, where there's been intense fighting in recent days. Ukraine's army said on Friday Ukrainian forces have stopped Russia from advancing further into the northeastern Kharkiv region and are now counterattacking, but Moscow is intensifying its assault on other parts of the front. Kyiv has been battling a fresh Russian land assault in the Kharkiv region since May 10th, when thousands of Moscow's troops stormed the border, making their biggest territorial advances in 18 months. Zelensky visited the region's capital on Friday to discuss the battle for Vovchansk. This is VOA News. G7 finance chiefs are discussing on Friday how to get more money for Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. is seeking to build support for squeezing more money for Ukraine out of frozen Russian assets as finance ministers from the Group of Seven rich democracies open a two-day meeting. Another key topic pushed by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is building a united front against China's subsidies for solar panels and electric cars. The meeting on the shores of northern Italy's scenic Lago Maggiore aims to build consensus for final decisions at a summit of G7 national leaders in June. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
After 3 years of military rule in Chad, interim leader Mohamed Idriss Déby was sworn in as president on Thursday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The country is the first of six junta-led states following coups over the past 4 years in West and Central Africa to orchestrate a return to constitutional rule via the ballot box. Nevertheless, Déby's victory was controversial. He won 61% of the vote, according to the Electoral Commission, but two losing candidates unsuccessfully challenged the result, alleging fraud. Déby seized power in 2021 after his father, President Idriss Déby, was killed by rebels. The older Déby had ruled Chad, which is rich in oil resources but one of the poorest countries in the world, since a coup in the early 1990s.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Friday he would delay a voting reform that had triggered deadly riots on the overseas French territory of New Caledonia. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
At least six people have died in more than a week of protests triggered by anger at electoral reforms passed by lawmakers in mainland France to let more French nationals vote in New Caledonia's elections. The island's indigenous Kanak people fear the move will dilute their votes and make it harder for any future referendum on independence to pass. Macron arrived on the Pacific island Thursday for talks with local leaders, meant to turn the page on the violence. After a helicopter flyover of areas wrecked by arson, he said that the state of emergency would be lifted once protesters remove their roadblocks. And he said his ultimate aim was still to sign the controversial measure into law once calm was restored.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. The EU, United States, and other countries jointly voiced alarm on Friday at the worsening conflict in Myanmar and the, quote, increasing harm to civilians it was bringing. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.